And we are back. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We're at the Washington State Convention Center here in beautiful, sunny, kind of Seattle, Washington.
More of a cloudy,
He's trying to make an Azure joke. I was trying to fit in an Azure joke, but I couldn't.
No.
So I'm here with my good friends. Why don't you introduce yourselves? And there's a really cool thing you're going to talk to us about today. And while we're doing it, please make sure to ask the questions, because we just want to answer your questions about this. It's pretty cool. I'm excited. I saw it about a month or so ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really excited. So tell us who you are, what you do.
My name is Michael Crump. I am a technical product manager in Windows, and I look after the Universal Windows platform.
Boom.
Hi, I'm Clint Ruckus. I, too, have the exact same job as Michael.
Wow, I literally can't even distinguish the glasses.
Exactly.
It's what helps me. You know, Clint, Michael. Yes, sir.
And I'm Matt Lacey. I'm an MVP and an independent developer from the UK.
Fantastic. And so we have like someone in the real life developer area, and then what we think should be the right things. So correct us every time we say something wrong.
That's
okay?
My role. My role is this is how it is in the real world.
Nice. Thank you. And again, for those that are in the real world right now, please submit your questions. We want to just answer any of the questions that you have on this. Okay. So what are we talking about, Clint? We'll let you lead.
So we're talking about Windows Template Studio.
Okay.
This is a open source project that we partner directly with the community, and that's why we have a community member that helped build out the product. And it's your fastest way to a basically 0 to F5 application that it's a pick your own adventure style wizard that's a Visual Studio extension,
right.
Uses VS 2017, uses other open source software, and it's all about building a great foundation for your application. We don't do everything. We strike that fine balance between not enough and too much.
That's awesome, because every time I make a project, there's always like this, all this like work, and your boss is like, what'd you do today? Oh, look, I made it run. And it's like, what? I mean, does this happen to you all the time?
Oh, all the time. So there were three aims for the project when I got involved. One was to make developing apps faster. The second was to get rid of all that busy work you have to do at the start of every project. And the third was just to set people up for success, make it easier, point them in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're overselling this. can you actually show me? So this is what Mr. Crump is here to show us, by the way.
Yes, so I believe the best way is, show, don't tell.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead, and I'm inside of Visual Studio.
Okay.
And inside of Visual Studio, traditionally, you had the blank app template.
Right.
When you ran this blank application and you went through it and it actually compiled a project, you actually ended with this.
Which is exactly what we want every time, right?
It's a good blank canvas. It's a good spot for if you know everything you want to do. But what happens if you want more?
Right. I mean, there's certain scenarios that I imagine when you're making an application like that, it's always the same. You know, maybe you're making some LOB kind of application. You need the left side and the top side and the thing in the middle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always things that we use, right?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do for them with Windows Template Studio?
So we have worked and we have put together a Windows Template Studio. And I'll give you instructions of this in just a moment. But you see Windows Template Studio, and you can start by selecting OK. And now it's pulling down, loading the available templates. And I'll let Clint drive into that in just a moment.
So one cool thing here also is every time you run, if you're online, we'll grab the latest templates we have. So if we update something, you get that instantly for your new thing. So if we come up with new pages, whatever, if there's a bug fix, you get that fix.
So
right
this
away.
Looks like awfully polished. I mean, is this... Like, I'm trying to understand, because when you said it's a community effort, it feels like this is too nice for something that happens so fast. Because I saw this a month ago, and this looks really nice.
So what we did was we asked the community, what is your favorite wizard?
Right.
And they overwhelmingly stated Visual Studio 2017 installer.
Right.
And it was a blowout contest. So then we started coming up with mocks, and Matt, I believe, came up with a much more robust PowerPoint representation of it.
Right.
I then busted into XAML, created a quick WPF proof of concept, let people kind of play, click with it, made a bunch of adjustments, and then we rolled it straight into our product. So from conception to full-blown polished wizard, it was about a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Tell me, how involved was the community in this? And I personally know, because I was added to the GitHub project, and I have this app that anytime something happens, and I was like, all hours of the day. Ding, 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 ding. Like, pull request accepted. Yeah. Pull request. Someone did it. It was kind of amazing. Tell us about the community input on this.
So there was lots of community input. So the kickoff of this was last year, and it was just overwhelmed with MVPs and people from the community really wanting to drive this product forward, because we all have the same issues, and we, as MVPs, we talk to developers who have all these same issues, and it's really just about improving developer productivity and helping people who are getting started move forward. So yeah, the initial version you saw was the traditional wizard next, well, 27 button clicks.
It wasn't even that, it was like true alpha developer, just get something so we can start testing and playing, and then we were adjusting with new concepts, so, and then finally we landed on what we currently have here. So let's actually do a full demo.
Yeah, let's do it. So let's get in there. Who picked what these things were, though?
We actually partnered, once again, with the community, and we did data-driven decisions on some of it as well, so we know that we have frameworks. So this is one of the big two, these are the two big pillars of your application. So what is the global navigation system along with what is your code behind, or the framework you pick? So for project types, it's your nav pane, a pivot tab, or pick, you are the developer, you want to do something cool.
Oh, this is cool. Pick it. It's like pick what you want to see and pick how you want to build it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're unsure, you can click the little I also, and then we have a full-blown explanation of what it is, and occasionally they'll have hyperlinks
that
out to different
guys.
Pages. So for this example, let's pick navigation pane in MVVM Lite. So MVVM Lite, we know from data, is one of the top frameworks.
Lorenzo, awesome RD.
I love him. And we partnered directly with him. So we know that what we implemented was best practices, and he's okay with us using it as well.
And, awesome. And one of the key things to add into that is that maybe you are like me, and you maybe come from like healthcare or another like government facilities or banking, and maybe you're not able to use a third-party framework. We still give you choices such as CodeBehind and also just standard MVVM Basic.
I can't tell you how many times I implemented iNotify property changed, and it's just like there's got to be a way for me not to ever have to do this again. And this is really cool.
Yeah. So. And as you can see also, because we selected MVVM Lite, we do have a license dependency that we took. MVVM Lite is an MIT-style license, but if your company wants to validate it, more than happy, and we want to be sure that everyone is aware of what they're selecting and taking dependency.
All right, let's see what it makes.
Okay. So let's go click Next here. Thank you, Michael. And here you can see pages, and then we also have features. So for this example, let's just pick a Maps page.
Okay.
A master detail,
and you can add multiple of them. It looks like you can add multiple.
The only exception to that rule is the settings page, because we have one settings, and we can also remove them as well. As you see, Michael's hovering over. You could click remove, and that would remove the page in case if you double click.
And it added Newtonsoft, Jason, automatically.
Yeah. So added Newtonsoft because we took a dependency on our settings class as well. So if Michael scrolls down slightly a bit here, you can see that we also have suspend and resume. We have background tasks. Basically, massive boilerplate items that you'd have to spend large sums of time to implement, validate, figure out where they are, figure out what is the best practice. We do for you automatically programmatically.
This is amazing. And I, like I said, I saw it early on, and I was like, this is actually really cool. Yeah. But now that I'm seeing it, I'm like literally, this is really cool.
Yeah, and we even gave it to the Xbox Channel 9 app to test it out very, very early on. So if you're running the Xbox Channel 9 app right now, the brand new release one, you're actually running a very, very early base code from Template Studio.
Like, I feel like I need to hug people, but would that be awkward on camera? Producers giving me the stink eye. No. All right,
so
let's go on.
If Michael just selects, like, let's say, Toast Notification for this example, and then clicks create, you can see now we're going to be downloading all the NuGet packages in real time, and you'll see best class code being produced. We handed this out to the larger MVP community right before we launched, and we're like, please attack it, be as brutal as humanly possible. Like, we want to find issues early on and be sure that we're doing the correct thing. The worst thing that someone found, which makes me very, very proud, was we forgot a line break between methods.
Nice.
And I think this ties in really nicely with what we've heard a lot with code generation, tools.
Yeah.
We always hear that, code generation tools, I don't want to use that, no way. And that's where we really worked with the community, and especially people
like Matt
and Laurent, to help us make sure that we're not adding in too much code, but we're also not adding in just a little bit where they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And once again, I stress the community helped out a lot. Like, Matt was nitpicking stuff. We had Laurent. We also had James Croft help nitpick stuff. And that was instrumental to validate why things were correct.
Looks like you have some questions. Yeah. Let's go to those real quick. For Mitrail, when a template is updated, what happens to projects already created?
Well, right now, it's kind of a one-way. Like, once we create it, it's kind of hard.
Like, it is. It's code.
Yeah. It's code. It's kind of hard for us to make assumptions. Now, we already have a feature request for right-click add.
Oh, so cool.
When we add in stuff, like, we had to ship a 1.0. So hard decisions had to be made about what features we keep and what features we have to kind of defer to. This was right-click add was one of those that we had kind of had to defer. And the reason being is, well, did you create it with our project? Did you change anything? Well, when we created it, it may have been MVVM Lite, but did you opt for MVVM Cross instead? Like, we have to figure this out, and we want to do it correctly and be sure that it's done to the best of our ability and that the community is happy with the decisions that are made.
No joke. Look, on my phone right now, people have literally commented on pull requests and opened issues on this thing. So this is a real,
nice. Yeah,
it's a yes. real thing. Like, yeah. literally, like,
I'm afraid.
Now.
I'm already afraid to look at my inbox.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
Okay, that's a good problem to have.
Another question, and I think this leads to a further question, and we'll get to this, yeah. is no Prism. How can we add templates? Let's just say you want to do a Prism one.
So we have a GitHub. Michael will shortly show this off. We have full-blown instructions on how to contribute to the project, along with how to add in and look at our template generation system. And we had to ship. We could keep on iterating and adding in more and more, but eventually we had to ship, and we picked the top third-party library. The top third-party library we know from data is MVVM Lite.
But if you like Prism, you can go and make your own template. Is that right?
100%.
Yes.
Got it. All right, let's keep going. Sorry. Yes.
So we're going to go back to Michael here. We have the entire app now generated. He's just going to give a quick demo. But if you look at his task list while this is booting up, you can see we have a bunch of to-dos for you, the developer, because there's key things we just can't make assumptions for you, like what kind of background task trigger do you want? Is it a location-based? Is it a timer-based? So we tell you where to go in documentation exactly in code
That's
as well.
That's awesome.
And even that nasty API key, instead of going and looking for it everywhere.
As soon as you pick up click the maps option, I was going to actually bring that up. So if you look at the map page here, you'll see at the bottom it says map service token not specified. That's because you need to go out to the Bing map service and request your key. That's something we can't do for you.
That's cool.
But we tell you exactly where in the code to put the key, where to get the key, and it just helps you get, once again, to building your application faster.
So let's go straight back to the application. So
we just
clicked on map, just like Clint was talking through. We have the main page, and we also selected a master detail. And you can see here, from here, I can go ahead and I can start selecting some of these. And then we also added in settings. But when we added in settings, it also added in the necessary framework in order for it to persist data once we go from the dark theme to the light theme. So when the user closes out of the application, it will persist that theme.
And everyone's written that stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's just
over and over and over
again. And it's one of those things, like, once again, it goes back to you're a developer. You want to go build the cool stuff. So this is something 100% we're able to build and do it programmatically and just, once again, get you to build your app faster. And the other cool, going back to doing not enough or too much, settings page was a page where we were afraid of doing too much.
Right.
So I always remember having to rip out half the code out of a template, and then it was like, crap, I now broke half the stuff
because
I removed something. So with settings page, I believe it was Matt actually helped create a settings page reference to show how you add in like a setting, a string-based value or an integer-based value for your application. So we did the theming support, but if most apps want additional settings, please go add it.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you exactly how to do it.
And also, for free, you also get the ability to have the responsive design to automatically adjust to different types of screen sizes.
That's
exactly
cool.
What you'd expect.
Exactly like you'd expect it. If you were looking for something, maybe you want to make an app that works with Xbox or PC. We have you covered there.
That's awesome. I love it. Love it. So some questions. Is there any relationship with this and Template 10, or are the Template 10 templates added to this? If not, will they be?
So Template 10 is another project. We're up for discussions. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like the idea that this is open and you can add templates. And so Next question from Bill. Why would one pick MVVM versus MVVM Lite? Is there a key benefit?
This is a great question. Michael kind of touched on it. So MVVM Lite is a popular third-party library. We also implemented a generic version of it in case if you do not want to take a dependency on a third-party library. There are still some industries and companies that don't like doing that, and we're aware of that. So we chose to make a generic implementation of MVVM to allow someone to move forward.
And keep in mind, the MVVM Lite, it's obviously, it's still MVVM, but right. Laurent added a lot of helper classes to make that implementation of MVVM easier, just like you were talking about adding iNotify property change to 1,000 times.
Gosh.
MVVM Lite is a fantastic framework. There's
absolutely.
Also Caliburn, there's MVVM Cross.
There's Prism.
There's Prism, yes, thank you. Pick your own.
I mean, there's a way to add these things later if you want. If you love it, and let's just say you're making an application the same way every time, make a template for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone else will be able to use it. All right, next question. Any chance to get something like this for WPF? Wow, people are really excited about this.
That's a possibility. It's an open source project. Please create an issue on the GitHub.
Awesome. Next question. Template Studio, awesome. Can I save my own house style templates as a whole?
Absolutely. So this is actually something, talking with the MVPs that way back in November when we threw it up against the board and be sure that all of our assumptions were correct, is if you are a company that potentially has templates that you always use on your file new, mm-hmm. 100% we designed it so you could fork our code, point it to your local CDN repository, and now you're 100% independent of us. There is actually also MVP throughout a idea of us merging your custom feed along with our public feed. That has some quirks that we haven't totally figured out, like if we rev and you rev, like how does that all work?
Right.
But it's something we're definitely thinking about.
Nice.
So, once again, you can download it. It's open source. Do a fork and create your own, tweak them, make it your own.
Nice. And let's see what we got. Let's go more.
Yeah, so one of the nice extra additions that has been added has been if you want to localize your application, we have went ahead and put in what we know best, which is English language.
Nice.
And so we went ahead and we've localized a lot of the most important pieces of your application. So, for example, your privacy URL. And if you wanted to add in your language, which we see a lot of UWP apps that don't actually implement this in their applications.
Wow.
This is your start. You can also use the multilingual toolkit.
Which is also free.
Exactly. More free tools.
Nice.
You can use multilingual toolkit to help you get there and get there faster.
Awesome. So a couple more questions. Does it work with Visual Studio for Mac?
Currently, it is not. It requires Visual Studio 2017 running Windows 10. Anniversary update.
Yes.
Nice. Next one, will developers be able to add custom templates? I think we talked about that.
Yeah, so we talked about that. However, I would actually already like to point out we already have pull requests done by Matt to add in new functionality and features that basically we went back to, if you want it and you want and need a new feature, submit the pull or talk about the issue. Submit the issue.
Right.
Let's talk about it, and then let's go build out the proper proof of concept, see how it works. Let's go see if it works, and then we'll move it into the official feed.
Tell us how this works. I feel like we haven't. I want to get the community approach to this.
So the engine is built on top of the .NET template engine, which is what ASP.NET Core uses.
Right.
We've extended that, so added some more features, so we can do some of the extra merging things. So we can combine things, mix and match as is necessary when you start combining features and pages. Things can get a bit more complex.
Right.
So we built on top of that. Yes, we want community involvement. So yes, we'll take pull requests to GitHub. But if I've got my own personal thing, which I want in all my apps, I might never get that into GitHub. There might never be the interest broadly enough for that. So we're adding a way that I can have things locally on my machine and just combine the two when I run.
I see. So you might have a way, like maybe you're a really huge organization and the design team says, this is how we build apps. They might have their own templates on-prem that they're combined with the templates that are coming.
Yeah, that goes back to the merging the feeds or pointing to a custom feed.
Right.
So
one thing just to add on to that, if we can switch over to the screen here, is that in the GitHub repo, you can actually go to documentation. And I know a lot of people, they'll eventually discover this, but they can go into the documentation and they can actually see the different types of articles on, hey, how do you author templates?
Nice.
And there is a very large document.
Massive documents on it. We tried to document this.
Nice.
And the key thing, reason why we wanted it documented is so then we actually understood how to do stuff, because there are people working on it and stuff's changing fast on it.
So 90 seconds. Yeah. Let's finish up with some questions.
So one of the questions is, what are some of the plans for adding in Fluent Design system and features? So one thing we are doing is partnering directly with the Windows engineering team.
Wow, cool.
So like background task, we directly talked to the team building that and be sure that we were doing best practices. We already talked to James Clark with the composition team. We're trying to figure out what are the best ways we can add in like composition so we can start enabling Fluent Design right now in the system before the fall update and start adding that in where appropriate.
So let's call out where people go. What's the GitHub page?
So the GitHub page is aka.ms/WTS.
WTS.
Yeah,
okay.
And if you want to install the Visual Studio extension right now, you can go to aka.ms/WTS install.
Okay.
All one. And you'll go to our Visual Studio Gallery page.
Love it. All right, coming up next, because there's been a lot of questions about XAML standard, we're going to get into that. Coming up next, we have Scott Hunter, Tim Heuer, and hopefully Miguel de Icaza made his way over to talk about Net Standard 2.0 and perhaps a little bit about UI stuff that we talked about. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. We will be right back after this tiny break. See you then.